No, I don't want to be in that frame. I'm going out of that frame. I'm against him. Like somebody is, everybody's a Republican. And then I'm going to the other.
The it's other side. Okay, so in the modern Hebrew, it means something different. It means to jump over, to go out of it, to go to the other side, to escape.
Because
okay.
Like this, everybody doesn't listen to David, and they listen to him, even though.
Okay, let's see. There's a Rashi over here. Let's give their interpretations. There are going to be different interpretations. Right now, we're looking over here what it says over here in the Mitzvah stuff. He has a very. This is very, very fascinating, at least for me. Is that this is a word which we interchange the ches and the gimel, and therefore milachiger. And what does the word miskir say? The word miskir means a prison. Miskir means an enclosure. And what does it mean in this context? Well, you can say whatever you want. But the Mitzvah stuff it says it means they're in shackles. They're put in chains. They've been put in handcuffs, or really not on the feet. They're put in shackles. They can't move. So they're lame. They're like a piseach. A person whose feet are not functional because they have been tied up. They've been shackled down. They're immobile. Mitzudas David, they are the yachagul yupischim. They are like lame. They're lame. They can't move. Mimashe yiyu sigurim biraglehem, because their legs are shackled. Benisgirei, in shackles of chavle barzel. What's a chavle? Chavle are chains, yes. Chains of iron. Yes. They have been tied down, therefore that's what it means going to be. Let's see Rashi. Rashi says, this is a hard Rashi. Rashi over here says, did we do the Rashis on Pasuk Mem Hey? I forget, we forgot to do the Rashi. Let's go back to the Rashi on Pasuk Mem Hey. L'shema is nafil l'sholoi b'fanai, el ashish m'shluchus ha'yishmuli yisu el mishmanti. They listen, they turn to my message. V'yu nishmam b'dvarai. We did their Rashi. Pasuk Mem Vav. Again, now we're up to Pasuk Mem Vav on page 160. Yiboilu, they wither away. Yilu. Yilu means to wither. Another word for wither. Kimo novol tibol. This is what Yisro said to Moshe. Moshe, you cannot act alone. Moshe, you cannot be the only judge. We need to have a Supreme Court. Because if you're going to act alone, novol tibol. So what did he say? Havu lochem. Anoshim. Appoint Anoshim Chachamim Nevoinim. Anoshim. V'chin Noshim Salkid Aitach. Elamai Anoshim Tzadikim. What does it say in Rashi? The first time in the history of the world that judges were appointed, at least in Klal Yisrael, judges were appointed. Havu Lochem Yisro said to Moshe, Havu Lochem Anoshim Chachamim Nevoinim. Rashi, and that part's like, Anoshim? Are you going to appoint a woman? Are you going to appoint a woman to the Supreme Court? You're going to appoint a woman? V'chi noshim sal g'daytach? Ela maya noshim tzadikim. Tzadikim. See, listen, this is not our country, and I'm just saying this as a joke. So don't accuse me of being a politician here, as a joke. You know, Baruch Hashem, we live in a Medina Shel Chesed. We're very, very happy to live in America. They've been very good to the Jews. They've been so good. But it's comical, I think, that the Supreme Court justice that's been presented to the entire world of 7.5 billion people been watching this is, the Supreme Court just doesn't even know what the difference between a man and a woman. Yes, does not know the difference between a man.
Doesn't want to say what you think.
The fact that they even have to ask the question. Now we understand what it means in Yisro. Anoshim. Havu lochem anoshim. The first thing is the judge should know the difference between an ish and an isha. Does the ish nizach? Before we get to chachomim, nevoinim, before we get to the first thing is anoshim. You should at least should know the difference between what's called an ish, what's called an isha. If you don't find that funny, I'm sorry. If you're offended, I'm sorry, but I had to get it off my chest. You never know. I'm telling you. You never know who could be offended by these things. Different strokes for different folks.
Dog ate her homework.
Everyone, when it comes to politics, k'shem she'en partzufeim shavas kach ein dei oiseim shavas. Everyone, it never surprises me to get into a conversation about politics and to hear other people's opinion, which is baffling to me, but obviously, you know, like I said, that's the world. The world, you have to have respect. The other people have different ideas. Okay.
I have to respect that?
Listen, there's a rule called majority. There's a majority. This is the golden rule of this world is, and this world, and that's how it's supposed to be, is achare rabin lahatas. Okay, that's the way the world works. There's a majority. You take a vote. You take a vote, there's a majority, and that's the way it is. When there's corruption in the vote, okay, that's a different story.
No.
But when you take a vote, listen, that's the way the world is.
I guess you didn't get to my email.
No two people think alike, and the Torah acknowledges that in Bezdin, achare rabim lahatas.
That's
based
in Bezdin, where people know
and,
something.
In Bezdin, it's true. Bezdin also, we learned the Daf Yomi not so long ago. This is a shocking, shocking statement in the Gemara. This is brought in Chazal. The only time you go achare rabim lahatos is when everyone is equal. When you have in the Bezdin, you have in the vote people that are greater. That are and how do you that's the big problem. How can you define what's called? How do you define someone that's greater? When it's not shkulim, then the rule doesn't apply. More weight is given to people that are acknowledged as being carrying more weight than the adam. Achre rabim lahatois is only when everyone is equal. How do you define equal? Good luck. Good luck. But if you can objectively define the word equal, give weight to different individuals, then the rule of Acharei Rabim Lahatos does not apply. That's a fascinating, the Gemara says that the Farish. That's a very fascinating statement. Look, the Gemara talks about how you get a sense that Chazal actually applied this rule, because look at the Chazal, Asnil ben Kenas. What did Chazal say about Asnil ben Kenas? He was Shokul Keneged Rubo Shel Sanhedrin. When Asnil ben Kenas died in the Mice of Ai, when they went to conquer Eretz Yisrael, 36 men died. And Chazal say, one shot, 36 men. Another shot, it says that it was only one person who died. Who died? The greatest of the great, Osnil ben Kenaz. He was Shokul Kineged, 36 members of Sanhedrin. So what is Chazal really saying, according to what we learned in Daf Yomi, is an incredible chiddush, is that if they had a case in the Sanhedrin Hagadol, and the entire Sanhedrin paskind, Chayef, okay, if 69 judges paskin guilty concerning whatever the case was, and Osnil ben Kenas paskin potter innocent, the case was finished. The halacha was he was potter. Oh, but achare rabin lahatos, you follow the majority, you go bust the majority, and the majority, there are 69 judges that paskin chayiv, so the majority says you chayiv. Osnil ben Kenaz, only one vote. Chazal say clear as day, Osnil ben Kenaz was shokul kineged the majority of the Sanhedrin. And therefore, if he would paskin one way, the case is closed. That's it. It's a one-man show.
Are you thinking equal means...
It depends on what the situation is.
It's being used today. They're saying that everyone admitted there was a Das Torah, that Rabbi Chaim was the ultimate.
No, he wasn't. It's not true.
Yeah,
I totally respectfully disagree.
Everyone knows that Das Torah depends on their own group. It doesn't depend on one.
When Rabbi Chaim was alive, when he gave a Pesach, it was not necessarily accepted. No, it's not true. I respectfully disagree. Rabbi Chaim was not accepted. He wasn't a Paisik. He wasn't a Paisik.
Right.
He wasn't. I mean, people did not look up to him as the bottom one, the Paisik. Rabbi Yashiv, Rabbi Yashiv gave a Pesach Halacha. People were very, very step back. But Rav Chaim was the greatest Talmud Chacham. Mm-hmm. He wasn't necessarily accepted as being the Paisik. Okay, they went the Eitzes Hadracha. Different things, but when it came to Pesach Halacha, he himself, when it came to difficult things, he told people to go. I don't know the answer. You go to an accepted Pesach, a specialist in this
area.
Everyone is different. People are always evolving. The Torah is a living document. It's a living that is always, they're always paiskim, they're always, Hashem will always provide for Klal Yisrael, Gidoyle Yisrael. Let's go further. So here we have
that Rashi is in Dvarim.
In Dvarim, Anoshim. Okay, yeah. Sorry. I had to get it off my chest. I'm sorry, but, yeah, but you know, you can't, Iboilu, okay? Iboilu, yilu, yilu, come on, novelty, well, the metagen mila, okay, now, the metagen milsa, the metagen mila tile. The word novelty, well, in Parshas Yisro, when Yisro said to Moshe, Moshe, you can't do this by yourself. Novol tibol. Targum here says, milosile. You will wear out. Okay, so therefore that's what it means. That's what it means. Umenachim perash kimo achare veloisi v'chein perash novol tibol. He says there veloisi this by sorry imenu. I'm wrinkled. Sorry imenu said, is it possible for me to have a child at this stage in my life? Achare valoisi veloisi v'adoni zokein. So what is Rashi here saying on the veloisi? It means I'm wrinkled. I'm wrinkled. I think the Rashi there says.
There?
What?
That's when he says there.
I think so. Maybe I'm wrong. It doesn't mean it means it's aged. It means aged. Okay, so that, so if Menachem is saying perish v'achrei velosi and Rashi v'chein perish navol tibol, it appears that Rashi is telling us there's a difference between the targum and the word yilu and the word velosi. Now, in our vocabulary, it's the same. In our vocabulary, when Hashem told Sarah you can have a child, she says impossible. Achrei velosi v'adoni zokein, so I'm worn out. I am worn out. Isn't that the way we like to translate the word veloisi? So then what then is the difference between the perish of achare veloisi and what Rashi is saying? It means yilu. The fact that Rashi over here is coming to say that there's a difference between me, myself, and Menachem. Menachem translates in Loshon achare veloisi, and I, Rashi says, I disagree, and I hold that it's something completely different. It's yilu, novol tibol. What? What's the difference? In our vocabulary, novol tibol is exactly the same thing as veloisi. Isn't it the same thing? Obviously, the Rashi is making this point. It's not. What's the difference? I do not know. So maybe you'll just say.
They're from different roots.
But what is then, if there are different roots, and, there's different and meanings. So,
and bolo, to wear out.
Bolo, to wear, what does mean novol? Novol. To what?
To fall. Let me read the rest of this note.
Rabbeinu Tam justifies Menachem claiming the two roots are similar in structure and identical in meaning.
Ooh, identical in meaning. Okay, so that, who says this?
Who says this?
Before I say my... Rabbeinu Tam?
What it says here.
Rabbeinu Tam is, how could Rabbeinu Tam be? Alright, okay, fine. All right. But Rashi seems to be saying they're different. Rashi, the fact that he first quotes, he quotes Novol Tibol, then he quotes Menachem of Veloisi. Now, if you just would think about it off at face value, maybe there is a difference. And the difference is.
There is a difference. He said the word Til E means you will weaken.
Weaken, right.
Weak. You're not going to be
You're weak,
cold,
right?
Veloisi? You're
not functional.
Like, not only this, more, but look,
you don't exist. Zero. It's literally being weak and doesn't work. The engine doesn't.
Not only weaken, but it's going.
You're like, I have a car. So the car is supposed to be able to go 100 miles an hour, and you only go 30 miles an hour. That's called novelty ball. You can't go anymore 100 miles an hour, you can go 30 miles an hour. If the engine doesn't start, that's called veloisi. Veloisi, the engine doesn't start. You want to say that's difference? Maybe, okay. Or you can say maybe a woman, when she's 100 years old, she can be vibrant. She can be fresh. And powerful, but a woman 100 years old is not at an age where she could have children. The organs, the reproductive organs at the age of 100 years old, they're not functioning. But doesn't mean that she's weak. Doesn't mean that she's weak.
There is a pasuk that the alim not the leaves becomes it's losing, it becomes wrinkled there and
Okay, something to think about.
In modern terms, she's saying she's not a birthing person anymore.
She's not a birthing. Political statement she's making.
Okay. Tevel
the Yosvel. Tevel. The world. The world is called Tevel. The frailty of humanity.
It seems to me the first word is worn out and the other one is aged, maybe.
It's not functional.
It means worn out.
Okay, something to think about. We have two different words, two different sources, Novolti Bol versus Viloisi. Very interesting. And over here, when it says in the Pasuk, B'nei Nechar Yiboilu, we're giving over here a choice, a smorgasbord. What is the Makar, Novolti Bol, or is the Makar from Acharei Viloisi? Two different words. V'cheinah, V'yach Rigu. So here clearly Rashi is going with an entirely different interpretation than the Mitzvah Stavit. Rashi over here says, what Yahu means, Ema, I instill fear, terror. Yahu, they're afraid of me. Mechadorim Ema, inside the, from Mechadorim, Mechadorim means inside the chamber. Mechader ordinarily means a chamber. When a person is afraid, what do? When you're afraid, you go into a cheder otum. You go into seclusion, you go into a bomb shelter, you hide. Okay, Misar Geminon, Chargas Mosa, the terror of death. So he learns the word over here, Lashon of Charodah, Vayechrad Yitzchak Charodah Gedoy La'admod.
Vayechadorim and Charodim,
right.
The Dal
and the Resh. That's what he's doing. That is what he's doing, like Vayechrad Yitzchak Charodah Gedoy La'admod. The problem over here is, although there's the Chesen, there's the Resh, the Gimel doesn't really belong, and over here the Rashi has been very liberal and is saying that you can exchange the Gimel for the Dalet. That's quite a chiddush to go and say that the Gimel and the Dalet are going to be interpreted the same way in this pasuk, but that's what it says. Chargas Mosa, I guess in Aramaic, we find in Aramaic that there's a terror in Ema. It's an Aramaic word. Chargas. Chargas means there is a terror of death. Mimiski Roy Sehem. Why are they afraid? What is this word? So Mitsudos told us what Miskar means, from being they're shackled. They are wearing chains of barzel on their feet so they can walk. They're pisech, but he learns Mimiskirois again, Mamachmas Yisude, Mimiskirois Kela, they're in prison. Kela means the jail. Miskirois Kela, Shani, Maskirom, Sham, Umiyasron, Bohem. Rashi here says that David was a promoter of torture, waterboarding. Rashi over here, it's Exhibit A. Exhibit A. Do you promote torture of prisoners? Yes, I do. Read what it says in Rashi, in the Art School edition on page 160 in the Library of Congress. You can find the Art School edition and take it out and read what it says. David said, they're afraid of me because mimiskiroi sehem, because I torture them in prison. Machmas Yisurei Miskirois Kela, locked up in prison. Shani Maskiram Sham Umiyasron Bohem, and I torture them. Rashi seems to indicate that torture works. If you remember back in the day, after 9/11, when the United States went a little bit too far in dealing with suspects of terror, who knows they do today, there was a big, big public debate about this. And they put on the stand many experts that claimed, who says they're experts, that torture does not work. It does not work. You can torture a person from today until tomorrow, it will not produce the results that you are seeking through these means. That's what they claim.
How severe the torture is.
This is the experts that put on the stand. Who says they're right?
They claim that since the prisoner will say anything to make it stop, then it doesn't necessarily mean it's the truth.
But that's true.
When they read out with what they're saying,
you have to know the person you're torturing.
You have to know the art of torture. It's not just the person who's being tortured. You have to know how to do it the right way. There's a lot of chokmah than anything else. So they claim, if you paid attention to the news years ago, you don't hear about this today. Today we have much bigger problems. We have problems in defining gender today. Okay? Years ago, that wasn't the issue. The issue was torture. That was the big topic. They probably asked the Supreme Court justice in those days.
How you feel that day.
They probably did go on record. They probably asked the Supreme Court justice. So it was nominated. Do you believe in torture? I'm willing to bet it was one of the issues.
Terrorists.
What? Yeah. Do you believe in torture? What would you decide on the bench if you would allow the military to torture the torture a suspect.
David here. He's not saying that there was torture. Imprisonment itself is the torture.
No, he says it's more. It's not what it says here. Machmas Yisurei Miskiros Kela Shani Maskiram. I imprisoned them. Sham Umiyasron Bohen.
And they are tortured from this
being in prison.
Okay.
So what? It's the same thing. They're being tortured. Okay. Why are you torturing them? You want information or you want to punish? I don't know. Is it a deterrent? Is it to extract information? Is it punishment? Okay, these are all major issues. Obviously, you can't derive anything from this over here, but it's an idea. It is an idea that you do see that there is something called torture. And you know, there's an attitude that no. Person, you put him in a hotel and you give him a good life. There are certain attitudes people have in this world which are very strange.
It comes from a place where you're supposed to be self-reflective and think about what you did and become a better person.
That's rehabilitation, correction from. Facility, so correction. We're going to correct you. We're going to rehabilitate you. We're not going to punish you. We're not going to punish you for killing someone. Why should what you've done in 15 minutes of your life change your whole life? Just because 15 minutes of your life you involved in birth, why should that define your whole life, right?
You're inherently
unbelievable. Fine. V'yach rigu mimiskudoseyem menachim pasa oizeloshen rifyo. Now we have a new interpretation. Okay, we're going over a very, very elaborate Rashi of Yala and on many ideas. So many ideas on what would appear to be a very innocent expression. Menachem, our friend Menachem, not Menachem. V'yach rigu, he says, pasar oizoy l'shoyn rifyon chagora. To open the belt. Open your belt. V'chein perusho v'yisrapu. They will be loosened from their enclosure. So that means an entirely different interpretation of the pasuk. They're going to loosen their constraints. In other words, it would appear that until they met David, they were locked in. They were stubborn. They had one way of thinking, one way of doing things, and it would be impossible for anyone to sway them, to persuade them to take a different approach to life. And now, when David gives them advice, okay, you know, maybe David, you're right. They're willing to loosen themselves from the constraints they put upon themselves. A person is a prisoner of his own mind. A person has beliefs. I believe this is the way we do things. It's my way or the highway. This is how I'm going to do things. You don't like it, get lost. Person has a problem, shalom bayis problem, he goes to the rabbi, goes to a marriage counselor. This is how I want things done. If you're not going to listen to me, then she's out. We're not going to stay married. And a professional says, you know, why does it have to be your way? Why in your mind did you lock yourself in? Did you took a chain and you enclosed your mind in a certain way? This is the only way it has to be. If a respectful person who's smart in the Yerei Shemayim makes a suggestion and gives you advice and you respect him, you will listen to him and you will loosen your stubbornness and your one-track mind in doing things another way. And that perish fits very nicely into this pasuk. Because it says, David is giving advice. David is dealing with stubborn people. People that don't want to do anything his way. And he says, L'shema osen. When their ear hears what I have to say, guess what? Yishamuli. They listen. They listen. They take me seriously. They have a change of heart. There's another way to look at this world. The yach, Rigu, they loosen their minds, so to speak. They loosen up their minds, their stubbornness, from their enclosure, which is another word for stubbornness. Their stubborn way of thinking all of a sudden melts away. They loosen up and they're willing to be receptive to new ideas and new ways of doing things because they have respect for David and they're willing to listen. Okay, let's go further. The Yas, the Yis Rapu, Mi Miskurasayim, the Dunash Posar, another one of David's chaverim, of Rashi's chaverim. We have over here the whole spectrum. We have Rashi, Menachem, and Dunash. You know, we should invite them all for a nice shalosh shuras. Rashi, Menachem, and Dunash. Can you imagine such a shir? Mark, will come to a shir. We'll have over here. We'll host the shalosh shuras. Rashi, Menachem, and Dunash will be speaking, addressing the oil. Okay, we have, what do they say? V'yachru v'dunash pasar, v'yachrigu mimiski roisehem, v'yifsichu mikalbehen hanesinim al raglehem. Another similar idea. He learns v'yachru, as we said before, to be lame, similar to what the Mitzvah David says, but it means not to be lame, but the opposite, to break out. They're going to break out. They're not going to be shackled. Like we said many times, you take a word and you manipulate its vowels. You manipulate the vowels. You go 180. Yiskol, yisokel. Yishrosh, yisharesh. Exactly the same letters. The same exact letters. Yishrosh, to take root. To take root. Yisharesh, to uproot.
You have a doid in the Megillah. Can
be
an uncle or it can be a niece.
Doid can be an uncle. Why do you say it can be a niece? Doid, there are two times it says, you're stealing my Torah for the parasha. I want to talk about the word doid. It's exactly what, how you read my mind. That's exactly what I want to talk about today. After we finish the tilm about the word doid, he'll come to that later. But let's right now, the yifsich over here, it appears that he's doing with the mitzvah stuff. It said that this word, the yachrigu, is the same as the yach giru, put the gimel before the resh, which means a piseach, a person who is lame, a person who cannot walk. And the pasuk here means mimiski roseihem, this person over here is in shackles. He is tied up in chains of barzel, and the chains of barzel prevent the person from moving. He's a prisoner. He's being put into prison, he's being tortured. Dunash appears to say that Rashi, you're right, the word over here is related to the word being lame, but we know that when you take a word and you manipulate it, it can transform its translation 180 degrees. So instead of the word meaning that you're shackled and you're immobile, it means you go from a state of being immobile to being wireless. From being mobile, of being able to travel, being unlimited in your mobility. You're going to break out of the change, out of your chains. And now it's similar to what Menachem said, is that they're dealing with people that are stubborn. They're stubborn. They don't budge. You tell them, you try to convince them to behave in a different manner, they don't want to budge. And whatever you'll say to them, they're not going to be convinced. But a person that is a respectful person, who they respect, who's a Yoreh Shamayim, who has charisma, and they cherish his opinion, when he speaks to their heart, they listen. They break out of their limitations, of their stubbornness. And he's just saying the same exact idea as Dunash, but with different words. It's like we say when we learn Targum, it's Rashi says sometimes, Kitargumai, the idea is correct, but the way you translated the words, that's incorrect. You're on the right track. What Dunash is saying is that over here, Doug is trying to break the stubbornness of these people. That is correct. But the way you got to that conclusion is through a translation, which I disagree with. The way you translated the words, that may be good for you, but I want to translate the words a little bit differently. And the word the yachrigu is like the word yachgiru, the gimel before the resh, which means a person who is a chiger, person who is lame. And in the way the word is constructed in this context, it doesn't mean to be lame, it means to become not lame, to break out of being lame. Like Yishrosh Yisharesh, from, the mem here is beautiful. According to Dunash, the mem fits so much better than according to Menachem. Because according to Menachem, it should say the Yach Rigu, or according to Rashi, it should say the Yach Rigu Bi Miskiroi Sayyam. Instead of there being a mem, according to Rashi, if it means that they're going to be shackled down and locked down, it should be b'miskiroisim, with a base, not me. Me means from. You are emerging out of. Just the opposite. The dunash posar, the yachrigu mi miskir roisayhem, the yifsichu, they will leap like poseach. It's the posach Hashem ala pesach. It means to jump, to jump. The yifsichu mi ka mi kav lehem han nesunim al raglehem upishon the yachrigu means the yifsichu, to jump. It means kidagaginan chagira. Chagira means, it means a lame person, but in this context it means to jump. And you should know this interpretation is very, very precious, because that's what the whole Yom Tov of Pesach is all about. Uposach Hashem ala Pesach. What does it mean? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the word Pesach really means to jump. It means to jump. Piseach, to skip. Okay, to skip over. In the context of the pasuk, Hashem passed over. Fine, Hashem, but what do we do? Do we pass over? We eat the carbon Pesach. We are jumping. What Pesach is all about, when we eat the carbon Pesach, we are being released from our limitations. Min hametzar korosika. We lived in Egypt. Egypt is called Mitzrayim. Miloshoin metzar, a boundary. B'loshoin rabim, metzar, limitation. Metzar means a narrow strait. Not just one narrow strait. Yud mem, add a yud mem to connote many, an abundance. Plural, the plural form. Mitzrayim, the Jewish people had many, many limitations in their existence. Physical limitations, spiritual limitations, intellectual limitations. A life of limitations. By HaKadosh Baruch Hu selecting Klal Yisrael, we jumped, we broke out, we fulfilled this pasuk, V'yach regu mi miski roisehem. We broke out of our limitations, of our shackles, of our boundaries.
In the context of Pesach, it says, Moshnechem ha'gu rim.
Ooh. Mosnechem, your loins, are chagurim, a belt, chagurim, and that's really what Menachem said. Menachem said the word comes from chagoyra, the yach regu, and in his and the way also manipulating the you're saying the word yachru means would mean to gird yourself with a belt, but it's the same idea. When you take the word and you manipulate its vowels, you go 180 degrees. It means to loosen the belt. To loosen yourself from your limitations, from your enclosure, from your stubborn way of thinking. And he's saying the same idea, instead of it being a belt, he said, comes from the word chiger. A chiger is a person who's lame. And piseach oy iver. Piseach is the same word as a chiger. You have to exchange the resh and the gimel. And in this context, with the manipulation of the vowels, it means to break out of being lame, become mobile. So sach hakol, we learned so far four perushim as to what this word, this expression, a very hard expression. What is the yach regu mimiskul haseim? According to the mitzvah of it, it means that my enemies will wither away. They'll wither away. Okay, b'nei necho yiboilu, they'll wither away, v'yach regu mimiskir oseihem, and they will be imprisoned. They will wither away and they will be shackled. They will be immobile. They will become immobile, word lashon of piseach, because they are going to be shackled in chains of barzel. According to Rashi, Rashi says, v'yach, through the first parish of Rashi, v'yach regu, I already forgot, they're going to be terrified. Lashon of charoda, or lashon of ema. The Targum translates ema to mean chargas mosa, the terror of death. My enemies will wither away, and the yach regu, they will be terrified. They will be tortured, terrified from their imprisonment. Because in prison, in the dungeon, it's a place of yesudim. That was number two. Number three, we learned the yach regu, they will be loosened from their enclosure. They will wither away, which means, you see, according to Menachem and Dunash, you have to also go back to the word yiboilu. Because according to Rashi, and the mitzudos, the word yibolu is an expression of destruction. They will wither away and just disappear into the sunset, according to Rashi, and according to and the mitzudos. According to Menachem and Dunash, yibolu doesn't mean destruction. It really means rehabilitation. They'll be corrected. Their stubbornness will wither away. They'll no longer be stubborn and wicked. They'll have a change of heart. They will be receptive to listening to what we have to say. And then when it says v'yachrigu, they will be loosened out of their enclosure, out of their shackles, according to Dunash. Dunash is they will be able to skip and hop. They'll be able to walk and proceed with mobility and not any longer be shackled into an enclosure. And according to Menachem, it means they will be loosened. The shackles on their feet or the way of their mind of thinking will no longer be completely hindered. All right, it's late. We're going to stop here. Okay, at least we learned four perushim. Yes, enemies of David will come around. It's not always a milah to obliterate an enemy. Sometimes it's better to turn them around, to make them your friends. There are different types of enemies.
To serve you,
there are different types of enemies. Some enemies, there's no rehabilitation. They have to be eliminated. Amalek. And there are some enemies that have to be turned around. All right, let's learn a little Chumash. Yes.
Good morning.
How are you? How are you, Mark? Good night.
I thought if the new candidate for the Supreme Court was really a studier of Supreme Court history, when asked the question, "What is a woman?" I thought she would have responded, "I don't know, but I know it when I see one." That was the explanation. I forget which judge.
One of the commentators made a very powerful statement. He says Biden, when Biden nominated her, he said very clearly, what we're trying to do here is appoint for the very first time a woman who's black. That's our goal. We must have the only thing that counts, merit out the window. We must appoint a woman who is black. If the person doesn't even know what a woman is, she doesn't qualify. If the reason that she's been selected is because she is a woman and she's black, and they should have asked her, do you know what black is? Define black. And define, if you don't know what a woman is, so you don't fit their job requirements. Right? What was the requirements? The requirements were merit. Who cares about merit? A woman. You don't even know what a woman is, so what are you doing here?
There was a Supreme Court justice who was asked to define pornography.
Right, I know that. Right.
I can't define it.
When you see, you know it.
I see it.
That's a very famous, right. that's like a classic, right. classic.
I thought if she was really smart and really on the ball, that would have been the excuse she could have said. I don't know what a woman is, but I know when I see one. So,
Look, it's a given that she's going to be. It's not even a havamina.
Yeah.
So this whole thing is a formality. The less you say, the better. The less you would say, she'll be smart. Whatever you're going to say, be held against. Anyway, she's going to become the justice. So just the less you say, the better. It's just a formality. It's a circus.
Entertainment.
That's right.
The whole life is just entertainment.
Rabbi,
you think nowadays you can tell which is a woman or not? You can't.
No.
You can't tell?
But you can tell who's not.
No, you can't.
Look at the ads.
You take a
fashion ad.
You take a
scissor. What is it? What do you think? What do you think this is? A man or a woman? I can't tell. I see a lot of the ads have.
A lot of the women are shaped.
When the Beatles came, they saw the Beatles. He said that Rashi's over there.
Yes,
he said,
Anshe Chaim.
but it's people that know she not coming in the vote. And she had only daughters.
That's how the only vote they have now.
Oh, she only had sons.
Oh, my father's like the best.
The only vote was long hair.
And a ponytail? Are you kidding my father?
They didn't have ponytails. Ringo didn't have ponytails.
Don't argue about that guy who's transgender, who's swimming on the women's thing. And he's, but he's, you know, he's destroying records.
The whole country is destroyed, farmers.
It's a dangerous situation.
The whole country is being destroyed. Unbelievable.
Yeah, laughing about it. We shouldn't laugh.
The whole country.
What the kluka?
No,
that's very frightening.
Maria.
No.
Oh, the
Russian
people.
Yeah.
Oh, it's great.